This article was based on the study entitled Creole Families' Experiences in the Rescue and Revitalization of Their Collective Identity in Multicultural Contexts, the Dynamics of Coexistence and Predominant Socialization in the Creole Family that Contribute to the Strengthening of Their Identity, have been analyzed. The methodology used was qualitative, cross-sectional, descriptive, phenomenological, aimed at the recognition of situations and behaviors through oral history to identify values, beliefs, norms and practices of the Afro-descendant people through interaction with the participants. It acquires relevance because identity gives it nourishment and a sense of belonging to a people. It is a construction that the members of the community carry out based on the culture they possess. In addition to sharing their knowledge and practices, they also expressed their deep feelings about some cultural practices in the new generations, as well as the possibility of revitalizing them. The participants identified as the main weakening factor of the Creole identity the non-use of Creole as a mother tongue in the family, school and the church, mainly in children, adolescents and young people, due to high migration of the Creole population, the reconfiguration of the neighborhood population, and especially the non-implementation of the family model based on values,